are listening to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our Grow project, we're focusing on the four Gospels, an opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Monday the 3rd of June. Hi everyone, it's Mick Woodhead here, and with my wife Tricia we have the great privilege of leading this exciting church, STC Sheffield. We hope you're enjoying our daily podcasts and they're encouraging you in your walk with Jesus. If you are, we'd love you to pass them on to a friend or somebody in your family or perhaps a colleague. You can do it through the link from our website homepage or you can find us on iTunes. It's good to pass the blessing on. Well, it's Monday and it's the beginning of the working week for many of us. And today we continue our series in John's Gospel as I pick up the baton from my colleague James Brown. And his excellent reflections last week, they really were so good. The thread running through all this week is that of conversations. People who met with, talked with, and listened to Jesus. Conversations are part of our human existence. I'm sure you will have many conversations today and this coming week. Some will be formal, perhaps, at work, but the majority will be informal. And if you've got small children, they'll be very, very informal. But just times to talk and chat with those around you. However, really good conversations are few and far between because they involve not only times to talk, but times to listen. Some of you may be old enough to remember the American musicians Simon and Garfunkel and their famous song, The Sound of Silence. Yes, I know it was a few years ago, but you know, it's still a great song, and there's lots of cover versions today from other, quite different artists. In fact, if you get time, check out the indie lullaby version by the Abbasi brothers. I kid you not, it's a lullaby, and it's really very good. The original song contains this great line, "People talking without speaking, and people hearing without listening." And you know, that sums up perfectly what a bad conversation is. People who talk but never really say anything, and people who never really listen to what's being said to them. As a vicar, I have met lots of people like this over the years. They never really want to listen to you and what you have to say to them. They're just waiting for an opportunity to talk about themselves. Jesus was so clear in his conversations. He listened to people but was also listening to God, his Father. Then he spoke words of clarity, comfort, wisdom, encouragement, and often challenge. And here's a top tip for Monday. By all means, listen to people, but always make time to listen to God. We've so much to learn this week about building godly relationships through godly conversations. Today's Bible reading, John 4, 39 to 54, you can hear it before the worship song. And two amazing conversations here. The first is the end of the story of Jesus' encounter with a woman at the well. You heard it last week from James. Summed up with this final statement in verse 42. "Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Saviour of the world." Wow, what a way to end a conversation. Then we have this second story of the healing of a young boy. Just a little focus on that now. Jesus goes back to Galilee, where the famous water into wine story took place, which was the first of seven signs in John's Gospel, pointing to Jesus being the Son of God. And we're going to see four more signs in this week's podcast. In this conversation, the official, perhaps a top civil servant of his day, tells Jesus his son is very ill. And then there's this amazing short conversation which takes place, culminating in this child being healed. The remarkable end to this story is verse 53, and this is our focus verse or our memory verse for today. It says this, "So he," that's the official, "and his whole household believed." Tricia and I pray for our family every day. In fact, twice a day. Prayed for our children since they've were born. We pray for our five grandchildren as well, and we pray for the partners of our children since they got married. And you know, this verse is a prompt for us to press on in prayer for those we love. So do pray for your family today, your household. Pray for them today and every day, because it works. As we begin this working week, we can be assured it will be a week of conversations. So what can we learn from this story about this top official and his conversation with Jesus and put into practice this week? Well, two things, very briefly. First, look up. How can I spend a little more time with Jesus this week to have a longer conversation with him rather than the short chats which our busy lives often squeeze us into? I know it's not easy, but it's not impossible. Secondly, look out. Is there someone I need to have a conversation with today or this week? Perhaps to give encouragement, support, comfort, or even a challenge. Maybe it's a conversation about faith. Perhaps an opportunity to share my faith in Jesus. You see, this week will be a week of conversations. Conversations with God and conversations for God. It's going to be an exciting week. Here's a prayer for today. Lord Jesus, thank you that in all the busyness of life, you are always there, ready to listen to me and speak to me. Help me remember this truth this week. Amen. John 4:39-54. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." After the 2 days, he left for Galilee. Now Jesus himself had pointed out that a prophet has no honor in his own country. And when he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They'd seen all that he'd done in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, for they'd also been there. Once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he turned the water into wine, and there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. "Unless you people see signs and wonders," Jesus told him, "you will never believe." The royal official said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." "Go," Jesus replied, "your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met with him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said, "It was yesterday at 1 PM, the fever left him." Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he and his whole household believed. This was the second sign Jesus performed after coming from Judea to Galilee.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. Running after me with my life laid down and surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. God, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.